Okay, good morning. I too am honored to be part of this 75th anniversary celebration, and I thank Doug and your co-organizer for putting it together. This morning, I'm going to talk for the next 12 minutes or so just about one little piece of the puzzle that leads to our modern National Cooperative Soil Survey program in the United States. And that's the California State Cooperative Soil Vegetation Survey Program, which ran from the late 40s into the early 90s and had predecessors into the early part of the century in the 20s. And again, the theme that I'm going to go after is to really talk about how the Soil Vegetation Survey Program in California and its predecessor, the Vegetation Type Mapping Program, sort of evolved and laid the foundation for really detailed mapping in the state's uplands, or so-called wildlands in California, and morphed forward into our current National Cooperative Soil Survey, and how we treat the mapping of forest, range, and chaparral or brushlands in the West. And by the way, the photos that I'm using in here come from an archive of photos from the actual mappers in California from the 20s up in through the early 70s, and I'm going to point you to a source of that archive here later in the talk. So anyway, the historical setting that we are in during this period of time, obviously, we're all pretty familiar with what was going on in the early part of our century, but from the Gold Rush days in California forward into the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl, we were concerned about where our croplands were and resource issues such as salinity and erosion and a particular note, land use decision making. Here's some orchards in cleared forest land and cleared forest land for more orchards. Also road building and infrastructure, and we already talked about the CCC and the WPA and other organizations around the Great Depression time. Well, these resource issues of the time had great influence on the decisions of the day, including the formation of the Soil Erosion Service, ultimately the Soil Conservation Service, and what I'll talk about is the Vegetation Mapping Program. So we recognized early on that soil surveys were of value to managing our lands. And in California, we started right around 1900 with the earliest soil surveys in the country. And of course, it was the Bureau of Soils and the USDA carrying out that work. But also in California, starting in 1913, USDA entered into an agreement with the University of California, which carried out a large part of the mapping. So, 7 reconnaissance surveys were done in California by 1917, and then over the next 20 years, another 40 more surveys were completed. So that by 1950, you can see the status of soil survey work in the state. And what I want to point out really about this is that this is focused mainly in the agricultural valleys and coastal plains. So the focus is really on ag lands. With the formation of the Soil Conservation Service, a focus sort of shift to what we called farm conservation mapping and soil survey, to where the SCS people went out and just made maps of an individual farm for the development of a conservation plan. They didn't publish that information. They gave it to the conservation planners that were working with farmers. At the same time, the USDA and the University of California were still publishing the soil surveys, so there's sort of two sort of activities in soil survey going on at the time. Well, and now I'm still in the period of the 20s up through the late 40s. The historical setting in the so-called wildlands of California, there's a lot of issues going on there. Timber management, livestock grazing, forestry, and also wildfire. Because of these resource concerns, again, influencing decisions of the day, there was a forestry program just getting started at the University of California at Berkeley. And there was a young student there named Alexander Wieslander, A.E. Wieslander, who, upon his graduation, to make a long story short, was asked to start mapping the existing vegetation of the state, and this started in 1926. And it resulted in the vegetation type mapping program that went on for a number of years in the state. So from 26 to the late 40s, they're out there mapping these existing stands of vegetation. Again, wildfire was a key concern, and where was the productive timberlands? So, you know, they did lots of field observations, ran transects, and by the way, they took over 6,000 photographs on site during their plots and transects, which are, again, this photo archive I drew from, which is available to the public now. So it's pretty cool stuff. A lot of it's just pictures of landscapes and vegetation. There were some with some people in it that I pulled upon or drew upon. So the vegetation type maps looked like these, and they mapped out the different types of plant communities and got down to species level mapping. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to kind of morph forward. A.E. Wieslander was at Berkeley, and Doug Merkler mentioned Charles Shaw, who was a professor of soils at UC Davis, and Earl Story was also a professor there. This was at the same time as Hans Jenny was at Berkeley. Wieslander and Story struck up an acquaintance. And so there's also online an oral interview with A.E. Wieslander when he was in his 90s, and so I drew upon that kind of heavily. So a quote from there: in 32, Wieslander met Story at a hotel in Placerville. Story happened to be up there mapping the pear orchards. And he and Wieslander got to talking over breakfast in the hotel about the similarity in the soils between the pear orchards and the timber that Wieslander was mapping. So that's sort of the one thread, one route. 5 years later, Earl Story had been making a soil survey in Santa Cruz County, again, interested in the ag lands. But the county had asked him to map all the way through the county. So Story brought his soil map into Wieslander's office one day and said, "I'd like to compare my soils map to your vegetation maps you have in the county." And so going forward, Story said, I mean, Wieslander said, "You know what? I know where there's a transmission line that goes over the mountain. And I got an idea that we could run a transect and compare the vegetation and the soils across that mountain." So Earl went back to Dr. Shaw and got Dr. Ralph Cole to head up his work, and Dick Wilson from Wieslander's work, and they did this. And as Wieslander says, they would go over the ground and independently map the soils and vegetation, relate the two. That report really hit. It conditioned a real Story to look closer at the way they were mapping soils. The story morphs on. I'm kind of telling stories from these oral interviews because I think they're neat. Frank Herodine, who is a name in California soils work, was working for the university at the time in 44. He was mapping soils in Colusa County, and the forest supervisor of the Mendocino National Forest asked them if he'd bring the survey up into the forest. They did that, and then they were doing a field review. Earl Story came out, and he brought Tom Bushnell from Purdue University with him, who is apparently a soil scientist there at Purdue. And there's a funny quote, and I guess Herodine didn't care much for tromping around in the brush, and he made a comment during the review that tromping around in this brush is no place for any self-respecting soil scientist to be working. Bushnell disagreed, and he said, "I think if we soil scientists would give some attention to wildland soils and look at them as we do in soils under cultivation, we'd find it very interesting." So again, the threads leading up to the soil veg survey. Another little interesting story is they ran into people mapping, making topographic maps. This is in the 30s in the National Forest System, and this is a photo of the actual guys doing the work. One of the guys in the crew was interested in aerial photography, later went back and got his doctorate. I'm not sure at which university, I don't remember, but became quite expert in and convinced Story and Wieslander to start looking more closely at the use of aerial photography in their work. So another little interesting piece of history in the thread of where we are today. The state ran into some funding. Well, actually, the soil vegetation survey got started around the late 40s because Wieslander and Story thought it would be a good idea to start doing this work together. So they were a little bit renegade and they started doing the work. Wieslander worked for the Forest Service's Pacific Southwest Forest and Range Experiment Station. And he got into trouble with his boss over starting this work. And they were going to take his funding away. He happened to be friends, though, with the state forester for the California Division of Forestry, who was real good friends with a state assemblyman named Lloyd Lowry. And actually, where they'd done their renegade work was in Mendocino County, and they were mapping soils and vegetation there. And everybody there thought the work was great. And Lloyd Lowry's constituents thought the work was great. In fact, Lloyd Lowry, the assemblyman, owned land in Mendocino County. So these guys conspired and got Wieslander some funding, despite what his boss at the PSW thought about it. And these are interesting shots of the conditions of the day in the 50s and timberland and erosion and things happening. So the state was interested, obviously. So the soil vegetation maps looked like this, and they actually mapped out species composition of vegetation alongside the soils. So inside of these polygons, there's connotative symbols that tell you about the vegetation and the soils together. Okay, and I'm going to cut to the chase, but you know, they're long symbols. Inside of each polygon, there would be a symbol like this, and this is vegetation in order of dominance and of the cover class. And then this is a connotative soil symbol, much like in the old conservation plan maps that SCS was doing. Okay, and the field work went on through the 50s and into the 80s, and I'm going to honor, well, it also led to many, you know, good science-based studies and research that the PSW is still doing to this day on some long-term forest soil productivity plots. This is work from Dr. Gordon Huntington, working out a topo sequence up to the Sierra Nevada. You know, really, and working out soil temperature and vegetation relationships. Now I want to briefly just honor the people. This is a classic photo from 1970 up in the Tahoe Basin. And in this photo, I'm not going to have time to name off people, but many, many people that all of us know, both from SCS, from the University of California, Fred Peterson from the University of Nevada is in this photo, all the soil veg mappers, and many of the PSW and Forest Service people of the day as well. And I do just want to kind of honor the people quickly. A.E. Wieslander. Wieslander was a Berkeley grad, and he went, here's the picture of the 1942 class in forestry at Berkeley, and he drew upon these people for his workers. One of those people was Paul Zinke, the deceased now professor of forestry from Forest Soils from UC Berkeley, a great man. Paul Zinke was an early soil veg mapper. Earl Story, who was Wieslander's contemporary, and Bill Caldwell, who worked in the Soil Vegetation Survey for many years in California and was the project leader. Ken Bradshaw was an early worker in the Soil Veg Survey, and in fact, led it for a while and became the regional forester with Region 5 of the Forest Service. Jim Mallory, now deceased, was one of the project leaders for Soil Veg. Earl Story and Bob Gardner, who was a correlator of soils with the USDA and doing their field work, and this again will be in the 40s. And I'm going to run short on time. How am I doing, Doug? Another minute or two, or yeah, am I done? Dr. Gordon Huntington, most of us from California, were honored to be friends of his. He's now deceased, as well as Dr. Gene Begg, both from UC Davis, were soil veg mappers. Here's an interesting picture of Gordon doing the soil veg work on the Sierra National Forest, and he had Dr. Hans Jenny out there with him one day to look at his work. And so the soil veg mappers, just honoring them. Great historical products. They mapped out the distribution of forest trees in California. They had the roots of that in the vegetation type maps. Earl Story made the first generalized soils map of California using the vegetation type maps as a tool. You know, these are the soil veg maps. And I want to just point out that some people at UC Berkeley have gone to the trouble of digitizing the vegetation type maps from the 20s up through the 40s, and that information is available for researchers and others. All the plot data, some 6,000 plots, and some 6,000 photos are all available online, and the website is there. And then, of course, our current products, we've evolved forward into our current National Cooperative Soil Survey, and the point I'm trying to make is that this vegetation type mapping and the Soil Vegetation Survey Program mapping in California were an important thread, an important basis to the work that we did in the national forests and that we're now doing in the national parks and the other privately owned forest, range, and chaparral lands in the state of California. And also, the vegetation mapping, going back to Dr. Brown's talk, I think, the ecological site information we're building into the National Cooperative Soil Survey, too, I think it's fair to say that there's some threads of linkage there. Lastly, I just want to acknowledge that Dr. Bob Powers, Bill Reed, Earl Alexander, Ben Smith, Al Stangenberger, and Tim Mallory all contributed information to me. The Wieslander interviews are cited here, and they can be found there. The images can be found that I've been using, and there's some 6,000 images from the 20s, 30s, and 40s in California can be found at that website. And And I just want to say thank you. There's a few people's names that I left out when I honored the people, and I plan to continue maybe doing some more of this work, and I'd like to build them into this someday. Thank you.